91X News.
It's 13 degrees and foggy at 9 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankema. A 17-year-old was arrested by the school response officers for trespassing on an area high school property. After a quick search of the youth, the officer found a small amount of marijuana. The youth will appear in youth court on charges of mischief and possession. His or her name cannot be revealed under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. Belleville police responded to multiple car accidents last night and yesterday. One took place on Sydney Street, north of College Street West, around 7:30 p.m. 32-year-old Brockville woman was charged with careless driving. No injuries were reported. Another collision around 10:30 last night. A single vehicle struck a pole in the Bell Boulevard parking lot. The driver was taken to Quinty Healthcare by EMS, where she was treated for minor injuries and released. The investigation is continuing. Family members of two young men killed by Canadian Ronald Smith in Montana nearly 30 years ago begged a hearing in Deer Lodge, Montana yesterday not to grant him clemency. The victim's uncle, Gabe Grant, says initially all he felt was anger. Smith apologized to the families but says he knows that saying sorry will not cut it, and he understands their anger and pain. Britain's military is carrying out security tests in London ahead of the Olympics, including the deployment of one weapon it hopes it never has to use. Ground-to-air missile systems are being considered for the Games, a move the government has defended as a last resort measure of security and one that has been rolled out at previous Olympics. Those missiles can be used to target large aircraft and fend off a 9/11-style attack. Relatives say a border militia leader is among five people found shot to death in a Phoenix area home yesterday. J.T. Reddy was running for Pinal County Sheriff and conducted armed civil patrols along the U.S. border with Mexico. Gilbert Police Sergeant Balafes says what they found inside the home forced them to call federal agents to the scene. Officials have also been testing an unknown liquid in 200-liter drums found in the backyard. A look at sports. In the NHL last night, the New York Rangers and Washington Capitals hooked up for nearly 115 minutes of hockey. Marian Gaborik scored nearly 15 minutes into the third overtime period. He gave the Rangers a 2-1 victory over the Caps and a 2-1 lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal. In the West, Pekka made 32 saves while David Legwand and Mike Fisher scored 66 seconds apart in the opening period in Nashville's 2-0 win over Phoenix. That cut the Coyotes' lead to 2-1 games in their Western Conference semifinal. The Predators won without forwards Alexander Radulov and Andrei Kostitsyn, who were both suspended for breaking team rules. Marc Bergevin grew up in Montreal watching the Canadiens play, and now he's responsible for reshaping the struggling team. He's doing so in a city that will watch and pick apart his every move. Bergevin was named general manager of the Canadiens. He left the Chicago Blackhawks, where he was assistant general manager. On the mound, Toronto handed the Texas Rangers their first back-to-back loss this season. Edwin Encarnacion hit a 3-run homer, his fifth dinger in the last six games, and Kelly Johnson added a 2-run shot in the Blue Jays' 11-5 win over the Rangers. Ricky Romero pitched 8 innings to improve his record to 4-0. In other action, the LA Angels right-hander Jared Weaver pitched the second no-hitter in the majors in less than 2 weeks. Weaver struck out 9 and walked 1 as the Angels blasted Minnesota 9-0. Phil Umber of the Chicago White Sox threw a perfect game in Seattle on April 21st. Looking at the forecast today, increasing cloudiness with a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 20 degrees. For tonight, the risk of a thunderstorm later this evening, a low of 16. For tomorrow, rain likely all day. The risk of a thunderstorm again in the afternoon and a high of 21. 9:05, it's 13 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. 91X News is on the air and online. Go to 91X.fm to listen live. News is next at noon.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.